South Sudan's parliament has passed a budget of 6.6 billion South Sudanese pounds for the financial year 2012-2013. Parliamentary Speaker James Wanyiga presided over the passing of the budget yesterday.
This state then the motion to terminate the debate and pass and adopt the budget appropriation bill 2012-2013. Has been accepted by the House. Can we then pass it, Ajma? The budget bill accepted by the House.
Major cuts were made in foreign travel, incentives, overtime and housing allowances for government employees, including the army and organized forces. Civil servant salaries take the biggest part of the budget, followed by security and the rule of law sectors. The basic service delivery sector, including education, health, natural resources and infrastructure, only makes up 17% of the austerity budget. This year's budget is far less than last year's, which stood at 10 billion South Sudanese pounds. South Sudan is operating on an austerity budget due to the shutdown in oil production in January, which accounted for 98% of government revenues. The decision to stop all oil production occurred after an oil revenue sharing dispute with Sudan, which owns the pipelines through which South Sudan's oil flowed to reach the Gulf. While presenting his budget proposals to Parliament earlier, Finance and Economic Planning Minister Kosti Manibe warned against chronic overspending the budget, which he said could lead to a deficit. I call upon the August House to ensure the implementation of the Public Finance Management and Accountability Act passed last year to ensure transparency and discipline in the implementation of the budget, Manibe said.